Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.
I've almost been in Townsville for a full year, Cliffo.
Well done.
And do you know how I know that?
Facebook memories.
Surprisingly, yeah? No. I know it because my lease is coming up. I signed a one-year lease. And it's coming up.
Jeez,
and I was
like, really like had like, you know,
high
good
hopes.
Thoughts or high hopes for this show
yeah,
succeeding,
did.
Didn't you?
I know.
Thank God it kind of did.
Otherwise, yeah, I would have been out of my ass.
Breaking a lease.
But yeah, so it's coming up and I was like, oh God, do I want to stay where I'm at? And the answer is no. And it's because I owned my house that I moved from. And I had all the luxuries that I wanted in that house. And I moved to a smaller place that was a fair bit cheaper because the mortgage to think about now too.
But yeah, you're very unique because you're a landlord and a renter.
Yes.
So you're literally living both worlds.
And my boyfriend didn't move up with me straight away either. So I was renting by myself, which is an expensive thing to do. And so I had to find something that was within that budget. And I settled for a place. It's in a great location. It's good for what it is. But there's two things that for the past year I have been lost without. Absolutely lost. And I've decided...
See, I'm interested to hear this because, I quite like your place. But,
yeah, it's not bad. It's not a bad place. But I've decided I have to move because of these two things that I cannot live without. A bath.
A bath?
And a dishwasher.
Okay, yeah, right. The dishwasher I totally get.
Yeah. Like, I've been washing dishes by hand.
Oh, nah.
It's so hard.
It's like going back to the Stone Age. Like not having a dishwasher
is
the worst.
I hate washing the dishes.
But a bath. You miss a good soak, do you?
I do. I love a bath. I always have. My parents always had baths in our houses growing up, and it's always been my one little getaway. Like I like to lie in the bath with either my iPad or a book.
Yeah.
And just chill out. And
I often
kind
bath.
Of my relaxation.
I'll run a bubble bath.
Yeah.
I love a bubble bath at our place.
And I feel like for the past year, I have just been a stress head because I haven't had my soak time.
Yeah, right.
So I think my boyfriend's on board as well. He also thinks I need a bath.
We could get you like one of those 40-gallon drums.
Yeah. I even considered getting one of those blow-up pools out the back just to have that time. But,
pumping warm water into it.
Just boiling the kettle.
Yeah, that's right.
So that's what I've decided I need to do. I need to move so that I can get myself a bath and a dishwasher. But maybe I'm forgetting some things. Maybe there are other things that you can't live without. I don't know.
Okay, when it comes to your house.
Oh, dishwasher.
You know what? I think I'm going to go with the dishwasher vote, Gabs, only because we lived in a unit at Railway Estate before we bought our house. And that had a dishwasher in the unit. And when we moved, like obviously when we were checking out the house to buy it and all that, it had a dishwasher. But I didn't realize it didn't come with the house.
Trixie.
Like dishwashers come out. They're like a washing machine or whatever. So we've legit moved into the house and we were broke. We had no money. I couldn't afford one for a couple of weeks. So we got paid or whatever. So we went a few weeks without a dishwasher.
Just a few weeks.
But guaranteed the first paycheck that came through, we were straight to Harvey Norman.
Yeah.
Like load us up with a Bosch. Right now.
We would have done the same. We don't have space for it, unfortunately. Yeah. So we've been washing dishes by hand for a year, Cliffo. A full year.
No, thank you.
Can't
do it.
30, 12, 16. What can't you live without? It could be the most ridiculous, trivial thing in a house, but you just have to have it. You have to have it.
Yeah, and
it's
know what?
It's a necessity to life.
You might have been in the position that I've been in before too where you had it. Then all of a sudden
and I think that's the
you
problem.
Didn't have it. And then it hits you how much you rely
on that thing.
Product XYZ.
I totally agree with that because if you've never had it, it's never...
You don't know what you're going without.
Exactly.
Townsville 13, 12, 16, what can't you live without? Candace is here. When it comes to your home, your house, Candace, what can you not live without?
I'm the same. A bath. We bought a house and it had to have a bath in it or I wouldn't buy the house.
Yeah, right. I totally agree. Is that like this? Is that how you relieve your stress? That's how you wind down at the end of the week?
No, it's more so for me to shave my legs.
Yes! Oh my God, yes! I've been struggling with that. Wow. You're so right.
Gabby's been like a Yeti for the last 12 months.
I haven't shaved for 12 months.
That's right. It's like gorillas in the mist in here. 13, 12, 16. Hey, who's this?
This is Chris, mate. How you going?
Hey, Chris.
What can't you live without, Chris?
Well, now I've got three daughters. And they've told me the house that I'm going to move into has to have a big bathtub in it.
Bath's a popular one this morning, mate.
Maybe this is a girl thing. Maybe girls just have to have a bath. What's their reasoning behind it?
Well, with the house that I'm in at the moment has got a bathtub, but it's only a little one.
Yeah, right.
I've got to point out, I'm 6'2" and about 100 kilos. I'm not a small bloke.
Yeah.
So the kids are picking houses deliberately that have got massive bathtubs in it so I can fit in them.
So are you a bloke who proudly bubble baths? Like, will you grab yourself some Lush, some bath salts and put a bit of, maybe light a candle?
I've got the bath bomb and I smell pretty and the cucumbers on the eyes and everything.
Oh, look at you guys.
Hey, you officially...
I've got three daughters. I've got no choice.
So. They paint your nails while you're just relaxing.
You're officially the prettiest bloke listening to the show this morning. The honours are yours.
My toenails are sparkly purple.
Beautiful. Gorgeous.
Love it.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby. Now on Hit 103.1.
Gabby. Gabby.
This week it's all about being trying to find me a dance partner. Cliffo was on a mission because he found out I don't have a permanent partner. So at class I just dance with whoever's there or the teacher or by myself.
Yeah.
I do the waltz by myself on occasion.
And can we go back to the start of this? It all came about because your partner, Nev, refused to become your dance partner.
Exactly.
So this is you actually putting him on the spot during an episode of Dancing with the Stars.
The dancers on Dancing with the Stars look like they are having a ball. Don't you want to wear sparkles and like spin me on the dance floor?
No.
No?
Not really.
Why not?
Because I just don't.
You just don't.
Absolutely. I think not budging.
I think going with the sparkles was probably the issue.
Yeah.
Like when you go to a man and go, "Hey, don't you want to wear sparkles?" It's going to be a no.
You really didn't go in with the best sell there.
I didn't.
Did you? But like after hearing that and learning like Nev's not keen and you're always just, you know, teamed up with the scraps, whoever's left over.
I wouldn't call them the scraps. There,
it's scrappy, all right? I'm like,
I'm one
got
of
to
the scraps.
Find you. Exactly. And I think you're better than that. I want to get you out of the scrap heap, mate. So we've had a big week. You went wheelchair dancing with 8-year-old Caleb, who's in a wheelchair. That was fantastic.
He was wonderful.
Video. He's busy. He's got school.
He's got school, exactly.
Stuff. And then we went dancing with 72-year-old Mick at Carlisle Gardens.
He's a great nomad.
Caravanning and stuff. So... it hasn't panned out too well, but the good thing is, since we've started this and you've been going out doing all these dances with all these different people or whatever, the dances have come out of the woodwork.
Oh, really?
There's a lot of people who are really keen.
Which is interesting because not one has contacted me.
No, they're all coming. Well, because I've been the one on the mission.
I guess.
And it's been weird too. Like one guy like found my personal Facebook page and contacted me through that. And another guy got my email address.
Oh, wow, they're keen.
Yeah, a guy rang the radio station. So people are sort of all coming out. And I've been sorting through them all. But there was one, a local guy, 30-year-old dude. He's a teacher.
Okay.
And he's really keen. He's got a bit of dance history and stuff, but he's had to stop. His name's Shane, and I rang him yesterday, and we recorded a bit of a like getting to know you package.
Okay.
So this is Shane, the guy who used to dance, who's keen to get back into it again.
Hi, my name is Shane. I'm 30 years old, and I work as a high school teacher here in Townsville. I started dancing when I was about 13 years old during high school. Did that on and off for about 10 years before stopping. Obviously, when I became a teacher, I just couldn't juggle the two commitments full time. The body will probably still remember it. I'll get lots of aches and pains throughout, I'm sure, from muscles I haven't used in years, but it'll probably come back pretty quick. Yeah, I was definitely more of a waltz fan. I was not a fan of the Latin American styles. I just don't have the body for that. My hips don't work that way. So your waltz, your modern style dances, your ballroom and your modern nouveau were definitely my go-to.
Right, so he definitely knows the lingo and stuff.
Yeah.
And does his dance styles and stuff, is that...
Well, very similar history to me in terms of when he started dancing and when he stopped. But yeah, I'm more into the Latin. Like I do, don't get me wrong, I love the ballroom side of things.
Yeah.
I love the waltz.
Well, he'll
do the
other one. We're just putting preferences out there and stuff.
Yeah.
To me, he was the strongest lead because I've gotten quite protective.
Yeah.
Like I've become quite a filter. And it's funny, like, because that's the interview I recorded.
Sounds great, yeah.
But I did a stack and there was some the other day who I was chatting to and stuff and they were like, all right, well, you know, you gave me my phone number and we'll meet each other and I'll decide if I want to dance with Gabby. And a lot of them, I was like, no, no, no.
That's not how this is working, Sonny
Jim.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Cliffo, you're going on paternity leave in a week's time.
Yeah.
And you're going to have another baby in the house. When it comes to bubs, breastfeeding is a part of some babies' lives. And it was a part of this one particular baby's life in the States. And this bub's dad has now gotten in a bit of trouble for putting a post up on Reddit. He was hoping to get a bit of support from social media users because he's asked his wife...
Can I say, straight away from the outset, I don't like the fact that a bloke...
is getting advice.
You know, this might sound a bit, you know, reverse sexist or something like that, but straight away I go, you know, it's more of a... the thing the woman should be asking opinions about.
When it comes to breastfeeding.
When it comes to breastfeeding, yeah, love a bloke. Because what? You're a bloke, you're never actually going to do it.
Well, that's exactly
but
right.
But we can have our opinions and stuff, I guess.
Yeah.
But we should probably always...
keep it to yourself.
Well, support the person who's actually breastfeeding. Yeah. Like, well, let them make the call. It's their boobs.
I love that you have that attitude because your wife is obviously a very lucky woman if she decides to or can or can't, whatever it comes to with her breastfeeding.
There's a lot of factors.
A very supportive husband, which is lovely because this guy, not so much. He's put up on Reddit and I'm going to read it verbatim because I don't want to paraphrase because it's bad enough as is. He said... my wife has been breastfeeding for 6 months since the baby was born and she now wants to switch to formula. She makes plenty of milk and everything. She just says she feels done. I think if she wants to stop for basically no reason, then the money for formula should come out of her personal spending money because she's the one making the decision. She says I'm an A and it should come from the family grocery budget, which is already tight, even though I don't have a say in this decision.
Is that it? Is that the end?
That's it.
Please, oh God, I was just going to say, please
tell
me there's
no more.
He's
put that up, trying to get a little bit of sympathy, trying to get a bit of, I guess,
so what's been the response? Has it been 100% just backlash?
100% backlash. Yeah. People are just furious at this man. But can you believe that? That someone would have that kind of attitude?
It doesn't even justify an argument.
He doesn't have an argument. Putting her body on the line, creating a child for 9 months, then breastfeeding for 6 months. If she thinks her body's had enough, it's had enough.
And here I was thinking the biggest problem when it came to breastfeeding and formula and all that is the people loading up on it and sending it over to China. Oh, no, no, no.
No, 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 no.
This spoke is the biggest problem.
This guy when it comes needs to have a bit of a lifestyle check, I think, or a bit of a, I don't know, reality check.
How tight is he?
Well, sounds like very.
Like if he needs to get milk in his coffee, is he just walking over with a cup?
Give us a squirt on it.
Squirt, would you tell?
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
For me, one of the worst, like most rude shocks a person can receive is an unexpected bill that comes out of nowhere, particularly. And I think most of us these days, if you're a grown-up adult, you've got to be pretty budget conscious. Like if you're paying a mortgage, you know, you kind of know that's coming and you kind of know that your electricity bill's going to come. And
you know when rates are coming.
You kind of know that stuff's coming and you kind of, like if even if you don't have a solid budget, you know it's coming in
you
the back of your mind.
You prepare for it.
And you expect it or whatever. Mm. But unexpected bills can be a rude kind of shock thing.
They're a pain in the butt.
We're super tight at the moment because, my wife's going to have most of the rest of the year off work because we've got a little baby and stuff and I'm going to take some maternity leave. And so we've been living life pretty tight, right? Anyway, about 3 weeks ago, my battery randomly died in the car. Had to be replaced. Whatever. That was 200. Can deal with that. However, yesterday, I must apologise to the people behind the slow Mazda 2 on Thurringale Drive. I was about two blocks from Willows, and I'm driving down Thurringale Drive, and all of a sudden I hear this sound.
No.
My car, mate, and I'm like, what is that? Straight away, I knew it was a tyre problem.
There's a worse. Flat tyres are so bad.
I pull over and have a look, and I see that I've run over like a screw or a nail or just some kind of metal shrapnel or whatever. And I can literally see, like two blocks away, I can see Kmart Tyre and Auto. So I just hop in the car.
So you refuse to change your tyre.
I just didn't see the point. It was right there. Yeah, and I'm like, surely I can't do any rim damage or whatever. Less than two blocks. And I was right. Like, I got there.
You destroyed the tyre, though.
Oh, it was the tyre destroyed straight away. Like, it hit a bit of shrapnel or something. Like, the tyre was
dead. Oh, they can plug that up, though.
Nah,
if you drive on it, though, you'll rip it up.
It was very bald as well,
too. Oh, okay.
Like,
so you weren't that worried about it.
Wasn't a new tyre.
There was no saving that tyre.
Turns out that wasn't the only tyre. Like, all four tyres. Like, the guy from Kmart Tyre and Auto, they came out. They were fantastic. They're like, yeah, we'll do it today. Yeah. No, we'll do it for you now. You know, they were great. But they came out and they had a look at all four tyres and they're like, oh, yeah, they're all pretty bald. So all of a sudden, one tyre blown out has become four tyres.
Oh, no.
Add that to a $200 car battery, $600 unplanned out of pocket. like $600 unbudgeted. So, yeah, we've had to sort of look at how we're going to tighten up the budget for the next couple of weeks or whatever just to get our $600
back. Is that why you've got 2 minute noodles for lunch today?
That's what I'll be eating every day for the next year.
Yeah, that's what happens.
But got me thinking, 13, 12, 16, like I reckon there's people who have been stung even worse than that. Like probably could even beat the $600 in an unexpected bill. Like what bill just came up and creeped up on you and was like, boom.
I got my electricity bill the other day and I haven't spent a summer in Townsville until this one.
Oh, yeah.
And so that was a rude awakening.
What was the damage?
$800.
Yeah, it's about
Oh, God, that hurt.
13, 12, 16, unexpected bills or just
unexpectedly expensive bills.
Yeah, unexpected costs, you might put it. Yeah, 13, 12, 16, give us a call. The other thing too, man, to add to it, we had to have the bug man come out because we've got cockroaches that my wife insisted that we get
Everything's rid of. Just adding
so
up.
It's just all happening.
Yeah.
13, 12, 16, have you had like an unexpected bill just...
take you out.
Take you out from behind. Hello, Hit 103.1. What's your unexpected bill?
I recently had two flat tyres 2 weeks apart.
Yeah.
First one was able to be repaired for a small fee of $30. Second one was unable to be repaired. Then needed to replace all four tyres.
Yeah.
$1,650.
Wow.
You must have a big vehicle. Do you have like an SUV or something?
I have a four-wheel drive.
Yeah. Oh, God, that hurts.
$1,600. Like, may as well round it up to the $2,000, guys. Like, really sting me. 13, 12, 16, who's this?
Oh, it's me.
And what kind of unexpected cost did you get?
I got a $4,700 Centrelink bill 1 year.
Ah, why did that happen?
Did they overpay you accidentally or?
I underestimated, not realizing, and then I lost my dog.
Oh, that sucks.
All right, you win so far. 13, 12, 16, who's this?
Hey, it's Josh. How are you?
Good, Josh. Thanks. Josh, what unexpected cost did you get?
An electricity bill. I used to work for an ice cream company.
Yeah.
I borrowed a freezer one Christmas time.
Oh, yeah, this is not going to end well.
And it was a bit of an older style one, older bottle one.
Yeah.
And, yeah, got a $1,900
power
bill.
Ouch.
Yeah. Oh, you got to watch out for old refrigeration,
Old appliances in general.
Yeah. And you know what? Old people, that too. They watch out for oldies. Just, they can't be trusted. 13, 12, 16, one more. Who's this?
Debbie.
Hey, Debbie.
Debbie, what was the cost?
It must be a week for $600, Cliffo. The car aircon.
The aircon?
The aircon in my car.
Yeah.
It just broke?
It stopped working. It was so hot. And, you know, with the rain, your windows fog up and you can't undo the windows.
You can't live without aircon in the car in this kind of weather.
In some parts of Australia, you can, but not in Australia. Nah. You know what? It can actually be a hazard, too. When you need those demisters in humidity like in Townsville, you need them.
And
you know what?
Windows, it rains, and the rain comes into the car, and
As I'm paying the $400 yesterday, mate, I say to the guy, "Oh well, we don't have cars to make money, do we? They're not to make money.
It's a very good
no one
point.
Ever made money on a car. Let me tell you.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
I'm on a bit of a health journey at the moment. I'm really getting into those infomercial cliches, aren't I?
You know what? You're doing well, though.
Yeah, I'm actually doing quite well.
We went to Good Morning Coffee yesterday.
Yep.
A group of us, and we all had bacon and egg rolls.
Not me.
You just had your coffee.
Just had my coffee.
You're good girl.
Because I'm eating what I'm meant to eat when I'm meant to eat it and trying not to eat anything else until Caleb, my dance partner, the other day gave me a box of chocolates and I fell off the wagon a little bit. But I am trying to be very good, and I came up with this way to kind of visually represent my weight loss, and it's had a lot of really cool reactions of people loving the idea, so I thought I'd share it with anyone out there, and I'm sure it could be used for other things, not just weight loss, but anything you're kind of wanting to represent.
Goal that you're chasing.
Any goal. Rather than doing, you know how with weight loss, they do like a chart, like an Excel spreadsheet, and you see this line that goes down towards your goal, and it's just boring. Like, I don't find that
makes you look
stimulating.
Like you're a stock or something.
Yeah, exactly. And so what I've got is two mason jars. And in the first one, I wrote, get out of here. And I put all buttons in it to represent how many kilos I want to lose.
It looks great, too, because they're all these bright, colourful
buttons. They're really
buttons.
Different coloured ones, yeah. And then my other jar says, you go, girl. And that's where I put the button once I've lost that kilo.
So each button represents a kilo.
Exactly. And so every That's time so that I lose a kilo, I move a button from one jar to the other. And it's just a really cool visual representation of where you're at in your journey. And when you start to see more buttons in that emptier jar, and you can actually see that you're, you know, a portion of the way there, it's really encouraging. And
that's such a good idea.
At first it was pretty disappointing because I had like 30 buttons in one jar and none in the other. And I was like, oh, crap, this is not good. But I've now got 5 buttons in my empty jar.
Yeah.
And so when I see that, it kind of just re-motivates me to keep going.
I think that's so good.
It's really fun.
This is how messed up my mind is, though. I go, great idea. Better go get some Nutella so I can have some jars.
Oh, go to, like, Silly Solly's. They've got jars cheap. You don't need to eat the Nutella to get the jar.
Nutella, then lose the Nutella. That's the plan. Go.
Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.